I want to stay on this page a little bit about really what the tips are for good evaluation. I think we started talking about it, but now it gets a little bit more granular. First, again, okay to brag, but it's really good to support it with facts. If you launch the project ahead of schedule, under budget, you want to kind of say that project had this benefit. It was originally budgeted for $1 million, but we actually delivered it for $800,000, and it was supposed to launch in April, but we actually was able to launch in March. I'm making it up, but the more results you have, the more it's objective, right? It's not like your perception versus theirs. You're putting down the support of why you're saying you're good at this and why it was an accomplishment. The second thing is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm good on this one.
Include both work and extracurricular accomplishments. So we have our main job. A lot of times we may be helping a leader with a special assignment. You could also be a social facilitator to help the team build morale, help the office build morale. Those things may not take more than a bullet, but it's nice to highlight because leadership is not just about doing the work and being heads down. It's also about connecting people. So when I say extracurriculars, it is about outside of your main job, are you volunteering on certain committees? Are you leading certain initiatives that really you initiated? Those are good things that maybe your manager doesn't even know about. And it's nice to kind of list them here. And there might just be one or two things. I would focus on the ones that you have an active, I want to say leadership role, not the ones that I attend this club or something. I attend these sessions. Those are a little less supportive to brag. But if you initiated a new thing or you had a role to, you know, prepare the quarterly town hall for the, you know, for your department or something, those are kind of accomplishments that's a little bit outside of your main job. The second one is about writing a balanced review. Typically, I go for these, right? I recommend bullets, easier to scan. So I would say 4 to 5 accomplishments for the year, 4 to 5 strengths, 2 to 3 development areas. It's just a nice number, more strength and development. We want to make sure all the accomplishments are kind of almost mutually exclusive. All your strengths are not talking about the same things. And then for the strengths, it's like use job descriptions for inspiration. A lot of times people write job descriptions, you want to have strong problem-solving skills. You are innovative leader or something like that. So you want to focus on writing down, here's the skills I'm demonstrating at my level, and some of it at the next level. If you're a man, if you want to show leadership. And you also want to focus on both hard skills. So what are your expertise? What are your knowledge, industry experience that you're maybe recognized as an expert by certain departments or partners, being a creative problem solver versus soft skills like building relationships, be a good team player, building partnerships or leading efforts or, you know, communication, et cetera. Development areas, don't be too hard on yourself, but be honest. I would list only the top few. I think sometimes along the side of being too humble, we almost pick, like, there's 8 different areas that you should really develop. Well, yes, but, you know, listing all 8 makes it look like you have so much work to do when the guy that is claiming the credit for things he hasn't done probably lists only 2 that were seems, you know, just on paper. You guys won't look the same. And so I just list the top few. That's why I say 2 to 3 and say, especially ones your manager already highlighted to you. If you have interim conversations around your development, he might be saying, okay, you know, one of the things really is I like your ideas. I would love for you to kind of offer your ideas more often. Or I like the way that you are doing this, but, you know, when you present, try to focus a little bit more on getting to the point sooner, or something to that effect. Whatever it is that your manager already highlights to you, absolutely write those down. But also write, kind of show the understanding, what you really understand about what you need to do. Don't just write a few words, and I'll show you some examples. Make it so that you're reflecting almost back to your manager the words that he shared with you about what you need to develop there. And then lastly, we talked about round up your self-rating. If you're between 3 and 4, go for 4. If you're between 4 and 5, go for 5. But really, be sure you're kind of close, because you don't want the manager to think you're a solid 3 and you rate yourself a 5. There's a little bit of a disconnect, right? If you're so, you know, then it puts the manager in a weird situation. And also, he's wondering whether you're self-aware enough. So I think it's this kind of dance a little bit, but you need to gauge a little bit of what is the real rating system. If everyone's inflating it, maybe you should do a 5. But you want to make sure your manager isn't completely taken aback and they think you're more of a 3, and it becomes kind of this, you know, awkward thing about, does he need to talk to you about being more humble about your performance?